Hello there. Welcome to the With a K Writing blog post podcast. This is Chris with a K. I'm your friendly neighborhood writer. I'm an editor, illustrator, teacher. I'm the mom of two really cool young women and an enthusiastic cat belly snuggler. I write here every week about writing, about business and blogging as well, and sometimes about changing the world. Because if you're going to worry about commas and cash flow and social shares, you can pay attention to empathy and kindness too. There's no excuses. So this week on the blog post, I'm talking about something called free writing. It is, if you've been following me for a while, something that you know I talk about a lot. It's a really important part of your writing practice, and it will keep you from doing the thing that I have been doing for the last almost year, probably, which is shutting up, basically. I haven't written and I haven't shared in a really long time. It doesn't matter why, you know how it is, life is life. But usually when I'm in the middle of life, writing is a place where I can feel confident and comfortable anyways. And I know that it's one of those things, that's why I call it a practice, writing. It's something that you have to keep at, and it's a skill and a talent, I guess, that requires ongoing work. And when I get lazy and I just assume it's gonna be there for me, it's not, and I don't pay enough attention, and that's what I've been doing. So I decided to do the thing where I take my own advice, and I decided to restart the 30 Days with a K Free Writing Challenge. Now, again, if you've known me for a while, this is something that I introduced to everybody when I taught on Creative Live with April Bolzoland. It was an activity that we did live for 30 days, and then I continued to offer it. I'm gonna do something similar. I changed a bunch of the prompts around. It's something that I think is gonna be even more helpful because it's all about integrating some other really great stuff that helps you with writing comfortably and confidently and all that good stuff. Right into the practice. So I'm really pumped about reintroducing it. I'm really pumped about relaunching it, or whatever you want to call it. And so I've been thinking about how I want to address, like, how I want to talk about free writing, because anytime that I talk to folks, particularly clients of mine who don't see themselves as a writer, but they need to do writing for their job or for their business or what have you, and I talk about free writing or talk about this challenge, and they're like, yeah, writing for 30 days, no thanks, because they have that bad feeling in the pit of their stomach. You know the one, like you see the blank page, or you know you have to write a thing and you start to feel like nauseous and like there's chestnuts in your stomach or something. So I want to clarify, I think, what free writing isn't before we dive into talking about what free writing is, because that's a piece of what the challenge does, is it helps us to understand what free writing really is. So today's blog post, this week's blog post, is all about what free writing isn't. So if you want to take a look, you can read, you can see the images that go along with the blog post, and you can sign up for the challenge if you go to withakwriting.com/free-writing-isn't-this. That's free writing isn't this. And you can take a look. I'm going to give you the audio version of the blog post as well, so you can take me with you as a podcast from iTunes or wherever. You can listen along while you read if you go to the website. It's totally up to you. Take it however you want to. And yeah, I hope that you get something from this. I hope that you join me for the 30 Days with a K Challenge, because I'm really excited to get going again, getting warmed up again, and getting writing again. And the best way to do that is with community doing the same thing with you. And there's going to be a Facebook group. We're going to chat. It's going to be cool. So without further ado, what is free writing? Let's start there. It's a good place to start, because if you're not familiar with the way I suggest you use it, this could be a little bit confusing. So here's a short primer. Free writing is a perfect first step for people who want to be able to write without enduring that feeling. You know the one, the drop in the pit of your stomach when you think about the blank white page, the heart rate that accelerates just enough to make you sweat, the voice inside your head that can think of at least five things that you need to be doing right now instead of writing. That feeling is stopping me from writing the words that we need to. It's holding us back in our job, in our business, even though you know that writing well will make your work so much more effective and successful. Or maybe that feeling is stopping you from writing the book that you've been hiding inside of you, or the world-changing e-magazine that you've been dreaming about creating. Poetry, screenplays, novels, children's books, letters to loved ones, biographies, autobiographies, you name it. And free writing will help you to do those things by helping you to silence the nasty judgmental gremlins in your head. Free writing is simply an effective way to practice writing unimportant stuff without judging yourself, so that you can someday write important stuff without having an aneurysm from stress from judging yourself. So what you do for free writing, really basically, is you sit down with a notebook and or just loose paper and a pen or pencil and you write. You write without rules or a preset plan, and you just let those unplanned words hit the page, and here's the hard part, without judging yourself for the way they splatter when they get there. It's as simple and as hard as that. If you want to read more about free writing on the blog post, there's lots of links out to other ones, like the one that I wrote called Start Free Writing Now and Finally Set Your Pen Free. So that's what free writing is. Now we're going to talk about what it's not, because there's all kinds of other stuff, assumptions that come along with that when we talk about it. Those assumptions will stop you from actually getting the good stuff from your free writing, or they might even stop you from trying. So that's not cool. That's just like stealing from yourself. So let's check it out together and get rid of those assumptions. Thing number one, free writing is not a competition. I call it a challenge, but that's just really to help me show up every day. The 30 Days with a K free writing challenge isn't about competing. It's about challenging yourself to show up every day for something that's only going to do good things for you. It's not something you need to share, though community support can help you get going, and we do have a Facebook group, there's a hashtag on Instagram, but you certainly shouldn't compare your work or your progress against someone else's. That's a part of the judgment that we want to let go of. Remember the biggest rule of free writing? Yeah, no judging. None of it. So especially in comparison to someone else's, that just works against all of the benefits of the thing, so you gotta cut it out. Free writing is not something that you can win. It's not something you can lose either. You show up, you explore ideas, and you learn to let your thoughts and words just be what they are without needing or wanting excellence. Because if you're trying to win, even against yourself, you won't trust the things that come into your glorious creative mind to do what they want and pour onto the page. And trust is an enormous part of the writing process. So you can read another blog post that I've got linked in this week's post that I wrote about the importance of trusting yourself as a writer. It's called Stop Trying to Find Your Voice, Try Trusting It Instead, and that'll expand on that idea more. Okay, thing number two, free writing is not about perfection. I think that you can probably guess this already, but it's still something that pops into our minds. It's still something that feeling that's attached to the process. There is no need for perfect words or perfect sentences, and there are no perfect feelings or experiences for you to have when you're free writing. You don't need to wake up fresh-faced and filled with creative abandon before pulling out a perfect, beautiful notebook and pen and writing the most perfect, astonishing prose in beautiful letters with a fountain pen that costs $3,000. This is a practice, which means that it's designed to be a place for you to fuck up. You're supposed to put in the time here where the outcome doesn't affect anything or anyone in your life, and let the benefits of that practice get there on their own time, so that when you got the big game, right, when you've got something that's got more oomph to it, you're gonna have had those, you're gonna have made those mistakes already and figured out how to avoid them, and you're gonna have learned how to trust your skill and your talent when it's important. Being a beginner is not a bad thing. It's freeing and fun, and it means that you can be playful and find joy in the thing. That's a big deal. I did an interview with one of my really good buddies who also was at Creative Live in San Francisco with me, named Random Olive. She's a really cool brush lettering artist, and we talked about the idea of practice and this beginner's sort of mentality where you can have fun. And there's a link again to that as well in the blog post. It's called Enjoy the Practice and Embrace Your Beginning. If you want to check that out, go to the blog post and look for it, and you won't be disappointed. Olivia's really cool. All right, thing number three, free writing is not about completing or even starting a new project. So the pressure that comes with the whole process of putting together a creative project can be actually hamstringing your creativity. This is something that happens to me all the time, where I have this project in mind and I end up judging the living crap out of everything that I put together. So focusing on that word count or on a deadline, it can actually send your voice right back into the darkest hidey holes in your mind. So we don't want to use that during this particular practice. There's lots of times where you're going to be able to find deadlines, and like there's things like NaNoWriMo where you can challenge yourself to create more and judge in that way. And that's cool because those are skills you need too. But free writing and 30 days with a K isn't about that. It's not about word count. It's not about, yeah, nothing like this. It's not about coming up with a new idea. It's not about anything to do with the actual creation of a project. It's only for you. It's for your words and for your paper to get comfy together for no other reason than comfort being a nice thing. It's a good part of your writing practice, and we want to be able to grow that. Because I know how fast that kind of pressure to be and do and create everything amazing can kill the romance. It can make you resent your voice and the idea that you had in the first place. And it can send you packing far away from all the notebooks and laptops and typewriters you see. And I don't want you to feel that way about your voice. I want you to appreciate the quirky and the love, the sweet, and even find endearing the weird. Because from that, you will learn to trust. And then the most amazing things will come to the surface. All right, thing number four, this is my last point. Free writing is certainly not about adding more work to your life. It's not another task that you're going to have on your list that should stress you out. It's a gift that you're going to give to yourself, which is so freaking cliche that I'm almost sorry about saying it. But you'll be building a muscle and toning an ability to show up to the page without scars and hindrances and drama that keeps the word sucked in and hiding, which is so, so lovely. And it will actually help to remove the workness of writing for you when you're actually doing it for work. So you practice this every day, not writing beautifully, but writing compassionately. You allow the words to come without judgment so that when you are drafting an actual piece, you'll be able to do the same and let the creative part of you play and enjoy the work even more. It should take 15 minutes or less to do this thing every day, and it should be a relatively pleasant 15 minutes, particularly after you've thought about the things that we cover in the 30 Days with a K challenge and built it all into a warm and lovely ritual, because that's what it's all about. So, bottom line, start the practice. Do the thing. Start the practice of free writing with the 30 Days with a K challenge. We're going to be launching it again in just a few days. And if you're coming later, that's okay. You won't be running through it with us live, but you'll be able to get a prompt in the email every day for 30 days that will run you through this process of finding the comfort and enjoying the commitment that you make to yourself, and learning to let your voice be what it is, and know that it's a thing that grows, and know that when you're writing an actual project, there's a process that you can go through to do the little fixy things and the perfecting things, and it doesn't have to come out of you fully formed, like a grown adult being born. That's just creepy and not possible. It's not how things work. So this ability to trust your voice and playfulness will make your serious writing time far more effective and fun, and you'll be able to play creatively again, knowing that you can come back and edit later, because that's how a solid writing process works. So join me next week or anytime for the 30 Days with a K Free Writing Challenge. I'm kicking it off again with a live run through together to celebrate the fact that I'm back and doing my writing around here, and that I hope that you are too. I know that I sure need to practice this whole non-judgmental writing thing, and I know that it will be helpful for you. So I'll see you then. I can't wait to get going. I can't wait to hear your voice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.